And there are so many creative and impactful ways to make sure that the right people, your people, end up hopping onto your email list so that you can grow your relationship with them and serve them awesome content until your next launch, release, or other exciting business endeavor hits.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Listen, if you would have told me 10 years ago that my business passion would have transformed from all things beautiful wedding photography into all things marketing, and specifically my one true love, email marketing, I'm pretty sure like LaCroix would have probably come out of my nose from laughing so hard. Like if I had had this glimpse into my future and could have seen that in the next decade, I would shift and pivot to the point that I talk endlessly about the topic of email marketing, I wouldn't have believed it. That what started with breathtaking bouquets and documenting long walks down the aisle ended up with brainstorming subject line strategies and demonstrating how to build powerful businesses using love notes that land inside your target audience's inboxes. Yet, here we are. And honestly, I couldn't be happier about it because as much as I loved capturing sweet couples' wedding days, learning and teaching and sharing marketing strategies feels like it could be part of my legacy in some ways. I mean, the fact that I get to share the tools and strategies that help people do what they love and get paid to do it, yeah, like write that on my gravestone. Now, it's no secret that email marketing is a powerful way to serve your audience, to stay connected, and to sell your stuff. In fact, my email list is the number one revenue driver for my business, and it's the number one way I stay connected with my audience more intimately, landing in their inboxes one-on-one. It gives me this chance to whisper to the right people instead of trying to shout into the public vastness of social media. Pretty much everything I do and create is meant to guide people onto my email list where I can serve them even better. And it's really at the heart of so much of our processes. So if you're still doubting, even after I've talked about this for years upon years upon years, the statistics behind email marketing are pretty awesome too. According to Opt-in Monster, 92% of adults use email, plus 99% of email users check their inboxes every single day, with 58% checking it first thing in the morning, even before they log on to social media or scroll through the news. Think that's awesome? Well, get this. Nearly 60% of users say marketing emails influence their purchasing decisions. While you hear about people going on social media detoxes or deleting their apps in a cleanse, pretty much everyone stays connected to their email on a weekly, if not daily, basis. So, like it or not, email marketing is a huge way to connect with the right people and to make sure that what you're saying is received and not just scrolled past in some infinite and ongoing feed meant to entertain or distract. Maybe you're on board with starting an email list. Or maybe you already have one, but its growth and the way that you serve it has gotten a little stagnant over time. It happens to all of us. And maybe now you're wondering how you can actually get people excited and enticed to sign up and subscribe so you can serve them well. Today, I'm sharing with you my six favorite ways to add people to my own email list. Some are more creative and out of the box, while others are your more tried, true, and traditional list growth methods that straight up work. I'm so excited to share all of them, so let's get into it. This is so exciting. My friend Amy Porterfield and her podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy, are officially on the HubSpot Podcast Network. If you've been around the Gold Digger Podcast for a while, you know that Amy is one of the reasons why I launched my own show. Well, now we're BFFs and the rest is podcasting history. With a focus on online business, including digital courses, list building, social media, and webinars, Online Marketing Made Easy breaks down big ideas and strategies into actionable step-by-step processes. And the show's designed to get you more results with a whole lot less stress. If you like Gold Digger, I can pretty much guarantee that you're going to love Amy's show too. She digs into topics like 7 email copywriting tips to convert subscribers and what happens when a launch doesn't go as planned and so much more. Listen to Online Marketing Made Easy wherever you get your podcasts. Way number one to turbocharge your email list growth? Host a free training. Now, you might call it a masterclass, a training, a webinar, but whatever you deem it, the premise is simple. You provide value in a lesson on something in your area of expertise for free, and in exchange, you get the email address of everyone who signs up. Now, we mostly plan for these to happen around launches by hosting a webinar to teach materials on one aspect of a more in-depth or paid course. That way, attendees can walk away from the webinar with one or two ideas for quick wins, knowing that if they want even more, it's available to them, but they don't need to pay for a course in order to get value. This is a part of how we launch our courses, and it's been a part of our business for years. It's actually really incredible because every single time we host a free webinar, our list grows by the thousands in terms of new subscribers. Like, new humans are entering our ecosystem where we get to serve them first and foremost with the training. So what we do is we invest in filling up our webinars because it's not just about making a sale on the training itself. We see the value of each and every single email subscriber, regardless of if they purchase, because even if they don't purchase the product while attending that webinar, we still get to serve and nurture this new subscriber once the training is over. Like, the lifetime value of an email subscriber is super high. And so our opportunity to serve them through our welcome sequence or through our weekly communications is super critical. One thing to be sure of is that you want to make your free training actually valuable and helpful to viewers. So pick a topic that people will sign up for or something that people are curious about. And this can be a huge way for you to convert your social media followers to become email list subscribers. You have this invitation, you have this opportunity to provide them with value. It's a really no-brainer for people that are already following you that want to dive a little bit deeper with you. And here's the thing I want you to know. You can do a no-pitch webinar where you're literally just serving and sharing on a topic. In fact, I highly, highly recommend this method if you're really focused on growing your list and you might not have something to sell. So just think about this as like saying, hey, I'm going to be hosting a no-pitch webinar on X topic. I'd love to just provide you value and teach you more about this thing. One, that sets you up as a credible expert, but two, it lets people attend your training and learn from you without the pressure to buy something. So just keep that in mind if you're like, do I need to have a product or a course or an offer at the end? No, growing your list is valuable in and of itself. Now, regardless of if you are selling something or not, I want for you to make sure that your training isn't just this long, drawn out, glorified pitch for your paid product dressed up as a free training. We always make sure that regardless of whether someone buys, they walk away with actual steps or tips to improve some area of their business or their life or their marketing. The whole idea here is that you get to serve and help people get results. So create a training that allows you to do just that, and you'll not only grow your email list, but you'll get results for yourself and results for your attendees, which is a win-win, all while getting more subscribers. Okay, number two is to rock your pop-up strategy. Now, I'm on this one woman mission to change the perception of pop-ups from being these annoying, spammy explosions on your screen to being seen as actual legitimate ways to reach, serve, and connect your audience effectively. Pop-ups are the little things that pop up onto your screen when you land on a new website. They generally contain some sort of offer or value that you can receive in exchange for your email address. And if they're used right, they help connect you to something that you genuinely want, making you super excited to opt in. So I've been using pop-ups for years, but way more strategically in the past year or so. The pop-up service that we use is called Opt-in Monster, and I love that their interface allows you to mega customize your pop-up design from the text to the images, colors, buttons, even the timing of when the pop-up appears on your screen. So a lot of people use pop-ups, but they don't really back them with like sound strategy, and that's where the problem comes into play. Like, sure, you could have a pop-up that simply prompts people to join your email list to receive newsletters, but we found that it is way more effective to provide related free value in exchange for signing up for your email list. Now, alignment here really matters, so pay attention to this. This is why generic pop-up strategies probably don't yield a ton of opt-ins. If you're using a pop-up strategy, you want to make sure that you're utilizing this strategy with the viewer's experience at the forefront of every single one of your decisions. We want to use pop-ups as this tool of connection, or kind of like this invite to take another step or to go further on a topic that had someone curious enough to land on our page in the first place. A lot of times that's where our freebies or our free webinars come in. And so we can create this pretty pop-up that advertises these resources that have a sign-up form right there on the pop-up for people to quickly leave their name and email address in exchange for the freebie materials that they will then be delivered straight to their inbox. So get this. During 2021, we've been really honing in on our pop-up strategy as a team, and it has paid off big time. So from January 1st through December 31st of 2020, we had 283,000 total visitors on our pop-ups, or in other words, people who clicked through to a link on the pop-up. From those, we had a total of 6,000 plus conversions, which was like a total conversion rate of 2%. So then when we looked at our total year to date for 2021, what we saw is that we increased our conversion rate from that 2.21% all the way up to almost 8%. That's around 168% increase from last year. And that was so exciting because we really honed in on the strategy. We paid attention to it. It was something we devoted time to. We made sure that we were building out pop-ups that really enhanced the experience and connected people. So if you're wondering, okay, well, how did you increase from 2% to 8%? Let's talk about it. So to increase traffic and conversions for 2021, we did a handful of things. First, we analyzed conversion rates for all of our active campaigns and tweaked the ones that weren't performing as well. According to Campaign Monitor, a 3.09 conversion rate is the average, while a top performing pop-up conversion rate is almost 10% and above. Two, we simplified and focused on three categories for our pop-up strategy: our top affiliate offers, free resources that lead into our paid offers such as webinars, and our internal and external timely active pushes for launches for my programs or affiliate offers going on. We then went through and created totally separate mobile campaigns for each desktop campaign and paid a ton of attention to our mobile strategy in general, since Google Analytics showed us that most of our traffic actually comes to us from mobile devices. Four, we also honed in on our display rules, meaning when the pop-up is shown to the viewer and which one they will get. And we committed to testing and trialing different actions to see which triggers and pages work best with our audience. And then lastly, we did split tests for each and every campaign, desktop and mobile, meaning we'd run 2 to 3 versions of it, see which one performed the best, and then keep the top performer turned on to yield the best results. In doing this, we actually found our super simple square mobile campaign with no image is kicking it out of the park, which we would have never guessed. So don't be afraid to test and experiment here. And one strategy that we'd like to try, but we haven't yet list building wise, is to create campaigns for our freebies and do one that points to the landing page for the freebie and one that has the user put their email in right away via the pop-up, getting that freebie automatically delivered and thus simplifying their journey. I mean, there are literally endless ways that you can use pop-ups. Like, the fun never stops. So we're always out here experimenting and trying new things and then sharing them with you on this show. So if I haven't convinced you yet, if you are not utilizing pop-ups on your website or blog, I encourage you to dive in so that your content that you're working so hard on to create has a chance to convert those viewers into actual email subscribers. A brand new year. I'm not even sure how we got here so fast, but I am wildly grateful for another year with this podcast and, of course, with you. In this season of new beginnings, making a lasting impact on our businesses and customers is more important than ever. If you haven't already implemented a CRM platform into your business, well, now is the time. CRM, or Customer Relationship Management, is at the heart of turning your side hustle into your success story and your customers into your fans. Reach your customers wherever, whenever, with ease, thanks to HubSpot's intuitive visual workflows and bot builders. You'll create scalable, automated marketing campaigns across email, social media, web, and customer chat so that your customers hear your messages loud and clear. A HubSpot CRM platform adapts your content for multiple device types so your customers have a great experience no matter where they're viewing it. Learn more about how you can transform your customer experience with a HubSpot CRM platform at HubSpot.com. All right, number three, harnessing Pinterest to push to your lead magnets and to your free offers. So, you know, I love email lists, but my other secret weapon is Pinterest. Pinterest is a huge way that we drive new leads to our content on the website. And since I just got done talking about our pop-up strategy, it makes sense to have a plan for the traffic that we're getting from Pinterest. Can you kind of see how a lot of these puzzle pieces can fit together? So while it might feel robust, it doesn't actually have to be all that complex. All paths lead to our email list, which means the work we do is guiding people on the journey and presenting different invitations along the way for them to opt in and to get more value. So back to Pinterest, which is actually a huge way that we grow our email list. This is one of the most underutilized list building strategies out there. So many people focus on getting views on Pinterest or using it as a digital inspiration board. Both of those are super cool features of the platform, don't get me wrong, but think about it like this. Pinterest is a space to push out content like maybe a blog post that you work really hard on. Then people on Pinterest see the pin, they click over to land on your site or your blog to read more or see more, which then boosts your website traffic as people click through from Pinterest to the blog or website link. Once they land on the page you've connected to your pin, you get to serve them up the content that your audience clicked on. And while they are enjoying it, a pop-up can show up inviting them to take the next step or to get another free, valuable, or related resource in exchange for their email address. Simply put, you need eyeballs on your stuff to get the new subscriber. So Pinterest is a great way that we do this. And our Pinterest strategy takes us under an hour each week, but drives a ton of traffic to our pages, which is where we convert them to our email list. So if you don't have a blog or a place you can send people to, you can also use Pinterest to market your freebies on their own. You can create pins pointing to a simple landing page that promotes free resources that you create with the sole intention of growing your email list. A few things that perform really well on Pinterest are things like checklists, templates, workbooks, guides, presets. So try to create freebies that focus on those areas for starters in order to find the most success. Number four is this: utilize content upgrades on your other platforms. Here's why it's absolutely critical that you're focused on growing your email list. You cannot control the experience people get on the different platforms that they follow you on. Just like you can't change the algorithm or you can't crack the code in getting in touch with every single follower, it's important to understand that your email list is a tangible asset that you own, but it's also a way to give people this intentional experience. Like, you get to guide them on the journey. All of the platforms that we're on are used as a means of introduction and inspiration and education. And my hope is that we can continue to give out invites that will get people off of the app or a different platform and onto our email list so that we can serve them more intentionally and specifically. While it's not always easy to link directly to a freebie on every single platform like you can do with pop-ups or even through Pinterest, it should be at the forefront of your strategy. This idea of getting people off of the apps and onto your list, that's what you should be thinking about. There are definitely ways to utilize other platforms to share invitations to take advantage of your freebies or the value you offer or coupon codes that require an opt-in, especially when the topics align and you know that it would benefit your audience. Okay, so here's an example of how this works. Okay, let me walk the walk for you. So this podcast that you are currently listening to right now is all about how to grow your email list. And lucky enough, I have a free training that goes way deeper on this topic. So this would obviously be a great opportunity for me to share that freebie with you. If you're invested in this idea, but you still need help understanding how it works or what to send to people once they join and how to use an email list to drive real results, all you got to do is head to growanemaillist.com. That's growanemaillist.com. And you can watch my free masterclass on how an email list can help you algorithm-proof your business and turbocharge your results. That's growanemaillist.com. We'll also link it up for you in the show notes, of course. But see how this works? Like, you probably can see what I did there. Like, if you have a podcast or a YouTube channel or even on your Instagram or Facebook pages, you can utilize the content that you're creating, the episodes, the social posts, whatever that is, to guide people to your additional resources that are in full alignment with the topic that you're originally talking about on that platform. And I try to be super thoughtful about what I've built or what I can share that our listeners would like or that would help them get in a quick win or a bigger result. And I make sure that any invitations are both aligned, but also help that person take the next step. Again, the goal of other platforms you're creating content for isn't to directly sell on those platforms, but to continue to drop invitations that are aligned with what they want or need and to get them onto your email list where you can then serve them well and share more about what you have available to them in the future. Try to think of something of value that they'd be willing to hand over their email address for in order for them to take that next step with confidence, and then keep on extending invitations to them. Okay, number five is this: share something exclusive. Have you guys ever been to like an exclusive club or an exclusive place and you feel like super fancy and special? Your email list should be a place where people can get something that they cannot get anywhere else. Maybe you're making a big secret announcement or giving people a first shot at signing up for something like mini sessions or mentoring or a beta course. Maybe you want to offer an insider's only coupon code or a pre-sale or a free private community. The more you can make something feel exclusive, meaning people can't find information on that blasted all over the internet, the more their curiosity will be piqued and the more likely someone will be to sign up. The biggest thing to remember is that exclusive doesn't mean a promise that's so out there you can't follow through. That's just called clickbait, and that is not the way to get people to opt in or to enjoy an experience that you're offering. So think about something exclusive that you can share to only your subscribers and then shout it from the rooftops. Make it something incredibly interesting and desirable, and then make sure it's something that you can follow through on. Exclusive content or opportunities is a huge way to grow your list and to see who in your audience is eager and ready for the next steps. Lastly, let's pivot from our organic strategies into a paid strategy. So while ads are an investment, hopefully throughout this episode, you can see how much we value our subscribers and understand how much value they bring to not just my life, but to the business. Most people only try ads when they're ready to launch or when they have something for sale, but for 90% of our paid ads, we're running them to freebies or free resources simply to grow my list. Not only are you paying way less per lead, like pennies to the dollar, rather than upwards of $10 or more per lead, but you're also starting your relationship serving someone instead of selling to them. You have to see investing in ads as playing the long game when it comes to your business, in that we'd rather invest in growing our list with people we can serve, build a relationship with, and truly nurture before diving straight into a sales pitch. Truthfully, I love leading with freebies and kicking off as the person who gives and doesn't take. And I found that to be so much more effective than going straight for a sale from an ad. This approach makes our ad spend lower while giving us a larger lifetime value with my audience. So it's totally a win all the way around. And it also helps us hone in on the right audiences for less investment by playing with targeting on Facebook and Instagram ads. Basically, that way, when we do go into a launch and utilize ads for our paid offers, at that point, we know exactly who to target and how to get in front of the right audiences, like the people who will already be interested in what it is we're talking about. We had an incredible guest on the podcast a few months ago, Renee Bull of Helpful Digital Marketer, and she walked through a Facebook and Instagram ads 101 session. I'll link it in the show notes for you. But the biggest takeaway from that episode was to set up your Facebook pixel. So a pixel is just a piece of code that you can embed into the header of your website that records certain visitor behavior so that you can target those visitors with ads that might interest them in the future. Renee emphasized, and I totally back her up on this, that you should literally install your pixel now, even if you're not ready to run paid ads, because that pixel is always collecting and analyzing data that you can use later. It's totally free. So why are you waiting? Get set up in the Facebook Business Manager. And I should note too that if you use a pixel or any sort of tracking on your website, regulations require that you do disclose that. I'll also link resources for further reading about the necessary terms and conditions in the show notes. We actually use a terms and conditions template from the contract shop. That's jennakutcher.com/contracts to check out the contract that we recommend. Well, there you have it. So how are you feeling? These are my six favorite ways, and I like buzz with all kinds of happy energy getting to talk about one of my favorite subjects in the world. I hope you can hear that from my mic to your earbuds. Email marketing is this super transformative tool for businesses of all shapes and sizes and industries. And there are so many creative and impactful ways to make sure that the right people, your people, end up hopping onto your email list so that you can grow your relationship with them and serve them awesome content until your next launch, release, or other exciting business endeavor hits. At the end of the day, all paths should lead to your email list so that you can serve and show up for your insiders, offering an experience that only you can offer, one that leads to bigger results for both them, but also for you. And if you want to see how all these email strategies can work in real life, again, sign up for my entirely free masterclass, How to Grow an Email List That Algorithm Proofs Your Business. And you can do that by heading to growanemaillist.com. That's growanemaillist.com. I hope to see you in the training. And of course, until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.